The NBA Finals tip off tonight, the first time ever on Canadian soil. Well, the Toronto Raptors may have home court advantage, but they face the Golden State Warriors, who've won the last two titles. And man, did you watch that overtime in hockey last night? Or see that poor little girl get hit by that foul ball in baseball? Lots going on. Let's bring in Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, the NBA, you've said that the fact that the Warriors star Kevin Durant is out with an injury, that won't matter. You still think that?
Well, I think it will matter. I do think the Warriors are the better team, and Las Vegas agrees with me, and that is the order of operations. Las Vegas sees what I'm thinking, and then they make their decisions. But so the Warriors are big favorites. Las Vegas essentially says they have about a 75% chance of winning. You would have to be crazy not to think one of the five best players in the world can't help any team. And they are more intimidating. They are statistically better. However, just in terms of the joyousness of play, it does seem a Durantless Warriors creates a flow where Steph Curry can create with the ball, where Draymond Green can just dash down the middle of the lane and maybe shoot or maybe pass. And they're statistically, in terms of wins and losses, actually better without Durant. But I would think that anyone who was objectively looking at it would say Durant on the team, they're more likely to win. Even without Durant, they're probably still likely to win. But without Durant, it will be a more fun team to watch.
Mike, what do you make of the fact that there's a map that's being circulated by a sports gambling website that seems to reflect some Warriors fatigue? It shows that all but three states in this country, those being California, Nevada, and Hawaii, want Toronto to win the series.
Okay, first of all, I will say that I understand Warriors' fatigue with Durant. Even without Durant, you know, when one team is good for so long, other teams want a chance. And with Durant, they have essentially a cheat code. They're unstoppable. That's not fun. But I have huge methodological problems with how they made that map. What they did was they looked at how many people tweeted the hashtag WeTheNorth and how many people tweeted the hashtag DubsNation. And the deal with WeTheNorth, I think it's what a political scientist or a psychologist would call salience. Every Canadian in the United States, if they're living in any state, loves the fact that a Canadian team is in the finals, so they tweet We the North, whereas just a casual fan who might like the Warriors better than the Raptors would tweet or not tweet Dub Nation. Also, the Warriors series was ending in four. There wasn't a whole lot of opportunity to tweet Dub Nation. I think it's, you know, let's just say that whatever the online gambling site who made that, they're not going down along with, like, Gallup in the pew poll.
Mike, we should talk about hockey.
Yes.
Because there was a big game last night there in the Stanley Cup Final. This is the first time St. Louis has ever won a game in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
They beat the Boston Bruins in overtime to tie the series at one win apiece. I know, Robin, that there were people in St. Louis who had packed the stadium there where the game was not happening,
exactly,
going, honk, 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 let's go Blues. But Mike, how do you see the series going from here? Now one apiece.
Yeah, and we should say the Blues' history in the Stanley Cup is fascinating because for the first 3 years of their existence, they made the finals and were swept every year because they were an expansion team, and the NFL had this kind of insane structure where there was one league with one conference with just expansion teams. So, you know, wait about 50 years and then they finally get their chance to win. I still think that the Bruins have the advantage because I think that Tuukka Rask is an excellent goalie.
He
is great. And up and down the roster, the Bruins, even though the Blues are a great team and maybe on a roll from this, I think the Bruins still have the slight advantage.
Okay, we just got to mention there was that big hit in that game last night. The Blues player Oscar Sundqvist smashing the Bruins' Matt Grzelcyk's head against the glass. Penalty called against the Blues player. You know, he might be suspended. We don't have, you know, Grzelcyk is, you know, on the concussion list. He's not traveling. So that, you know, just a reminder that game can be dangerous. But another reminder, I mean, it was an odd night, Mike, because there was that scary moment in baseball. The Chicago Cubs, the Houston Astros, and that foul ball rocket from Cubs center fielder Albert Almora, it hit a little girl on the third baseline. You know, this is at Minute Maid Park. She's taken to the hospital. He collapses, falls to his knees, sobbing.
Yeah.
He said, I want a net around this whole stadium. But we know this has been raised before. The owners say fans don't want the obstructed view. But, you know, you see these hits.
Yeah, well, I would think the owners would say, but we definitely don't want horrific images and realities of little kids getting hit by balls.
Right.
Last year, a woman was struck by a foul ball. She died. In 2017, there was a rash of foul balls hitting fans or even bats breaking and going into stands. And they changed the rules because it's very important not to have these tragedies interfere with what should be an entertainment. So there was a period where these arguments were hashed out. Oh, we don't want too much netting and it will cost us a little bit of money. And on the ticket, it says there's an assumption of risk. But of course, you have two or three or four of these horrible incidents. You're going to try to do whatever you can to mitigate it.
Yeah.
I just don't know. You know, Amora, in the moment, I understand he's upset. A fencing or a net around the entire arena, that seems perhaps an overreaction, but maybe to extend it a little past the dugout, which would have maybe saved the girl.
Yeah. Well, and
she's going, she seems, by all accounts, she seems to be recovering.
Okay. Yeah. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, host of the Daily Podcast, the Gist at Slate.com. Thank you.
You're welcome.